Big things are happening in a white steel-sided building in downtown Comfrey. Nick and Tamara Burning work overtime to get their grocery store open for business.
I think we'll have more space. I think it looks a lot more pleasing to the eye than it did before, because it was such an old building before.
Along with 75% of the town, the old brick grocery was destroyed by the March 29th tornado. Nick Burning says the decision to rebuild came quickly.
Pretty much went by what we had before. Didn't do no surveys or nothing. I just put it up and see what happens.
The coolers are ready. The takeout counter is finished. The checkout is almost done. The Burnings are about ready to stock the shelves, and Tamara says that will be a big moment for them and for town residents.
Some people stop in every day to see how it's going. Sometimes I know it probably seems like they're bothering us, but we really enjoy the company because we miss it. We want to see the people and see what they feel like, and it's nice to know that they know us and we know them.
The grocery store is just part of the remarkable rebirth of the Comfrey Business District. Nearly every store in town is rebuilding, and city officials haven't given up on the two that are not. They have financial incentives for anyone willing to build a restaurant bar, and they're hoping for a newspaper. The Comfrey Times and Darfur Gazette moved to Darfur after the tornado destroyed the paper's office, but officials hope it will return. While a nearby work crew hustles to complete the fire hall, Mayor Linda Wallin says the town's strong business base will survive the tornado.
We've counted overall, there's probably between 20 and 25 businesses in town, and that's really amazing. They're not all on Main Street, you know, they're in some of the outlying blocks, but it is a big business district for a town of 400 people.
Part of the reason for Comfrey's commercial success is its relative retail isolation. The nearest Kmart is 25 miles away in New Ulm. Iowa State University economics professor Ken Stone says Comfrey is quite unusual. He says not many Midwest towns its size have such a healthy business mix. Stone says Comfrey is fortunate to have the Burnings grocery store. His research shows a grocery is the most important small-town business.
To me, it's a linchpin business in a town. Once it goes, people have no choice in but to leave town on a fairly frequent basis by necessities of life. And when they go to a bigger town, ostensibly to purchase groceries, they will many times buy other things they could have bought in their hometown, thereby debilitating many of the other businesses in town.
Some of the other businesses in Comfrey include a hardware store, insurance agencies, beauty shop, grain elevator, convenience store, bank, and soon to open, Charles Lehman's drugstore.
Yeah, 3 weeks, roughly. Building is up and ready to go, and we're ready to move in.
Lehman says staying in business after the tornado was a stressful task. Essentially, he had two jobs, running the drugstore and constructing a new building. First, he filled prescriptions out of his house. Then he moved the business into a 32-foot trailer. Then later, a 60-foot model. Shortly after construction started on his new building, a windstorm blew it down and workers started again from scratch. Still, Lehman says he's happy to stay in Comfrey.
There were other places I could have went, but I have got customers from probably about a 30 or 40 mile radius. And one day it kind of dawned on me that it'd be relatively foolish to move away from my customers because I still had them, especially after the first month I could see that I was going to retain them.
Lehman says his monthly receipts are down just a little, running about 85% of his pre-tornado business. Customer loyalty is a big deal in Comfrey. Even grocery store owner Nick Burning wishes he would hurry up and open.
Got to have a store. I got to drive out of town now to get groceries. You never make time to drive out of town. You're always busy.
Everyone counts in Comfrey, and Mayor Linda Wallin is counting every head. She says many homes have been repaired and at least 25 new ones built. When all the construction is complete, Wallin says the town's population will be just under the pre-tornado number, about 415 compared to 426. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.